Radio.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward,
you're scared.
I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Last night, we were talking all about a big title win for the universe. Tonight, that changed. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs and Gerwick.net. I am Sorokin, joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
Go team! That's all I have. Go team. I'm still reveling in my victory because your perfect week got ruined.
And what else got ruined was the title reign of Finn Balor as well during his matchup on Sunday night against Seth Rollins. He got injured and it's really, really bad. In fact, he has probably a partially torn or fully torn labrum and will be out 6 months. Which means one thing, he has to give up the WWE Universal Championship, and that's what he did to start off Raw.
Yeah, this was heartbreaking news that came out earlier today. There were rumors last night that Finn Balor was hurt. They were unconfirmed, came out this morning, they were in fact true. There were pictures of him walking around in a sling, and he came out with the title, looking magnificent, and well, he agreed to relinquish the title because he has yet to be evaluated. It's not known how long he's going to be gone for. It could be 6 weeks, it could be 6 months. It's entirely unsure, but it's too long for him to hold on to the title, so he did agree to give it up. And it was kind of one of those things where it's like, you feel really bad for Finn Balor because he waited 2 years, year and a half in NXT. He did everything he did in NXT and had a magnificent run. And he comes up in his first pay-per-view on the main roster and he gets hurt.
Yeah.
That sucks royally. It's like he's gotten to the top of the mountain and it just like all goes to hell for him. So I hope he recovers quickly. He told everybody that, you know, while he's giving up the title now, as soon as he's better, the first thing he's coming for is that title. So whoever's got it, watch out because the Demon King is gunning for you.
So he leaves. Fans are saying thank you, Finn. He goes up the ramp. Seth Rollins comes out. All cocky as Seth Rollins as can be. He comes to the ring. He wants a celebration. He wants to be celebrated as the new Universal Champion because, you know, he's Seth Rollins. He's the rightful champion. He put over the beautiful title belt. Way to troll.
Way to troll, Seth. Way to troll.
He was referring to himself as the true champion. This brought out Sami Zayn to a huge ovation. Then it brought out Chris Jericho. Then it brought out Kevin Owens. At that point, Jericho was sucking up the staff. Which was great.
Hilarious.
Enzo and Cass came out. Big ovation. Roman Reigns came out to booze. Foley says, they all deserve a shot, so we'll have a series of matches tonight. And the winner will become which will lead to a four-way for the Universal title next week. The fans booed at that. So, there you go.
You know, considering the fact that they probably had to scramble to come up with something in terms of how to crown a new champion, I'm not going to complain about this. It was probably the best that they could do. Seth being Seth, he trolled the fans, he was a good heel. Him laughing at Finn Balor was a little uncalled for, but, you know, there you go.
So we'll get to the matches and how they transpired here in a bit, but I want to get to a couple other matches really quickly. We had the New Day come out, they celebrated with a piñata, and Budios inside said piñata. There was trash talking between them and the club. Led to Carl Anderson versus Big E. Big E defeated Carl Anderson. Looks like that feud will continue. Maybe.
Possibly.
Because later in the night, the Dudley Boys came out. And here, we sat going, okay, so when is Bubba going to turn? So they came out. They talked about how, you know, they're very... They don't get very emotional, but this might be different. They talked about their whole career coming back a year ago. In this building, they've had ups and downs, they were good and bad, and they thanked the fans chanted for testifying. Steven said it's been a hell of a year and a hell of a career. He said he's been up and down the highway with Bubba creating history, such as the TLC match. He mentioned Edge and Christian, and then he mentioned the Hardy Boys, which then led the crowd to say, what, Lindsay?
Delete.
Delete. Delete. I laughed so hard on that.
Yeah. Like, okay, all right. That was good.
Demon said every ladder and every chair shot they took in the match, he would do it again. Demon says, WWE has always been their home and always will be. There would be no Dudley Boys without the universe. They gave us a round of applause. So that was it. Until the Shining Stars came out, said all this embarrassing. They gave out tickets to Puerto Rico. Coach tickets. There will be no tables. So they lay out, Dudley's had enough, they lay out Epico and Primo, 3D on Epico. They get the table. Crowd goes crazy for the table. For D-Von, get the tables. They're out to do the 3D when Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson show up. And they attack the Dudleys. Magic Killer on Bubba on the floor. And then Magic Killer through the table on D-Von. I really thought Bubba was turning. And apparently not yet. Or not at all.
Yeah, I mean, everybody, it's like they announced it. And it's like, okay, all right. You know, the Dudley Boys are retiring in quotations. So... that means that D-Von's probably leaving and Bubba's going to turn and Bubba's going to do the heel run that he, you know, very similar to what he did in TNA. And you're sitting there watching the whole thing going, okay, yeah, because they're doing all the face things and they're thanking the crowd and the crowd's super into it and they're buying into it. And you're like, all right, when is Bubba going to turn? When is Bubba going to turn? And he never turned. And we're both sitting here going, wow, are they really done? Like, are they seriously really done?
Yeah, that's exactly what we thought.
I mean, it's just, it's kind of shocking to think if they are, but you had the club come out and beat them up, so maybe they're not done?
Maybe one more match with the club, who knows?
Maybe one more match, who knows? But, I mean, it was a nice speech. The Shining Stars stuff was funny. I mean, bless the Shining Stars, they're owning it. It's a crap gimmick and they know it, but they're owning it.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a great segment.
It was a really good segment. I'm just surprised there wasn't a turn.
Might still be coming.
Braun Strowman beat Johnny Knockout, who likes big, sweaty men.
He's in luck there.
He beat him 1-2-3, then after the match he went down for another cover, and the ref made the count again. But he didn't count right away because the guy's shoulder was up, even on the fake count. The shoulder must be down.
It's gotta be legit.
It's gotta be. So, also on this show, we had the one, the only... Charlotte comes to the ring with Dana Brooke. Talked about beating Sasha Banks last week, or last night rather. Dana tried to get you deserve a chant for Charlotte. It really didn't work. She was the only one chanting it. Charlotte said she exposed Sasha for being all flash and no cash. She said she didn't need her father or Dana to beat Sasha. Charlotte, Sasha's injury proves she doesn't have what it takes to carry a division. Charlotte said Sasha will never come after the title again. She basically took back her throne. She was ready to leave. Mick Foley comes out, says, you know, you do. You did good. You deserve it because, well, you were good last night. Foley said Sasha will get her rematch, which is good. And Charlotte said that if she does, she will break her back again. Charlotte says she deserves it all because there's no one left who's worthy of her facing. Foley says there are aspects of his job that they are difficult, such as asking Baylor to give up the belt, but there's some that bring him joy. As they have signed the hottest free agent to Monday Night Raw. That free agent? Bayley.
You could feel it in the air. You could feel the buzz in the air when Charlotte came out. It's like, Sasha's hurt. They took the belt off of Sasha because she's hurt. There's no credible contender. You knew, and Bayley's last match in NXT was Saturday night. So you know, The factors are all there. The question is are they going to seize it? Because we've been teased so many times before about Bayley, and we've never gotten her.
Yeah.
You know, Battleground was the first pay-per-view appearance for Bayley on the main roster, so it's like they came through there, but it wasn't the call-up match. She was just filling in, but they heard the crowd response. Tonight was the same thing, is it's like, are they going to do it? Are they going to debut Bayley, or is it going to be somebody else? Who's it going to be? What's going to happen? And then the music hit. The crowd exploded. The internet exploded. And out comes Bayley in her streamer wacky inflatable tube men glory to an ovation that I haven't heard
in a long time.
For a debuting superstar. Maybe close to Finn. But I don't even know if Finn got that level of a reaction.
No, he didn't. She's like, I can't believe this is really happening. And like fans are chanting, you deserve it, Bayley. So she's been waiting for this moment for her entire life. And she wanted one thing. She wanted to seal this deal with a hug. Right here in Brooklyn, New York.
Of course she did.
Charlotte mocked the whole idea of her being the hot free agent. Bayley said, Charlotte knows she respects her and would never upstage her. But what I'll do is challenge you for the women's title. Fans were all into it. Charlotte said she doesn't deserve a match. But she taught her protege to always be ready for a fight. And that's what we got. We got Dana Brooke versus Bayley. Bayley wins with the belly to belly. Bayley to belly. Good little match.
The crowd was insane for this. They were chanting for her. They were cheering for her. She's over. I mean, I get this is Brooklyn and she's over in Brooklyn. And I need to see her somewhere else before we gauge that. Excuse me, but she was over.
And it was special. It felt like a big, big moment.
It was a big moment. It's a huge moment because it's like everybody's been waiting for Bayley. Because everybody knows the potential that Bayley has. She is a star. WWE knows she's a star.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they've held her back longer and made us wait for it and made us chant for her and made us demand to see her is a beautiful thing.
Oh, it
is. Because now we're going to get her.
And I like they brought a little bit of the innocence back to her.
Mm-hmm. It builds to that moment where she can rally and fight. And we see that side of Bayley. And it's that same fight that pushed her through against everybody, including Sasha.
Indeed. Can't wait to see what they do next with her.
Same.
One thing I don't need to see anymore is Titus O'Neil on my TV.
Oh my god, dude, what the hell?
He screwed up his promo. He was talking about Darren Young. He hates Darren Young. Bob Backlund came out, choked out Titus for a minute. Titus then fought him off. Beat him up, beat up Darren. That was just all around bad.
I guess I get what Titus was going for, but
it didn't work.
It didn't work. It so didn't work.
Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes of the show. Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins. Before it all started, Rollins attacked Sami, and then we had this match. And there was a moment in the match where Sami did a spring off the ropes and twisted his ankle, and we're all going, please don't be hurt, please don't be hurt, please don't be hurt. But it was all part of the story. He sold his ankle the entire time. He tried to do the Huluva kick at one point at the end, but his foot just gave out. And it set up for the pedigree for the win. This was a really great match with a really good story told and a good finish.
Agreed. Somebody get Sami Zayn a Slammy for best performance of the year because, my God, he sold that ankle injury. We're all sitting here going, oh, my God, please don't be hurt. Please, please don't be hurt. Please don't legit be hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, he sold it that well where everybody was going, oh, God, did he really get hurt?
Yeah.
And just the story they told, just the nuances of it, it was all just great.
So Michael Cole said at this point, we've learned from the general manager's office that we have other matches. And then they showed a graphic of Brock Lesnar standing over Randy Orton. So Brock smashed the matches.
Okay, I'm going to address this Thursday, but I need to say this now. Everybody out there in IWC land, chill.
Stephanie McMahon said there will be repercussions for what Brock did to Randy Orton.
The Randy Orton thing was planned.
Just saying.
Just saying. It was not intent. It was intentional. It was planned. So Brock was not being malicious. Not that I'm trying to defend Brock, but I'm so sick of everybody being out there claiming that Brock did it for malicious reasons when it says in every story out there that Randy Orton agreed to do it. Randy Orton agreed to get busted the open. The only thing that was out of their control was the amount of blood that came out of Randy Orton. And that's really difficult to control when you hurt the person's head, because you don't know how much they're going to bleed.
Exactly.
So we're going to get into this Thursday when we talk about the match, but I've seen so much of this online, and I'm already sick of it, and I'm already tired of it, and everybody just needs to chill out, okay? Just calm down.
Kevin Owens took on Neville in another good match. Kevin Owens won with a torture rack neckbreaker. Good match.
Gee, I guess he liked Nikki's new move so much he decided to steal it.
Jericho was at ringside, helped Neville in that one. We also had Rusev versus Big Cass. Big Cass won via countout as Rusev's ribs, well, were hurting, and he left.
With a concern, Lana. So
yeah.
Big Cass picks up the victory.
There's a little bit of bromance between Owens and Jericho backstage. And talked about, you know, me, I'm going to win, and then all that whole thing. And then it brought us to Roman Reigns and Chris Jericho in the main event for the final spot in the Fatal 4-Way next week for the WWE Universal Championship. So they had a really good back-and-forth matchup. Kevin Owens comes down to help his partner. Well, it didn't work, but he played a good part of the cheerleader.
He did play the good part of the cheerleader. He did interfere a couple times. He kicked Roman in the face a couple times. But, well, sadly, his efforts were in vain.
So Roman Reigns advances. So next week for the Universal title, it's Roman Reigns. Big Cass, Seth Rollins, and Kevin Owens. Should be a fun Fatal 4-Way.
Should be a fun Fatal 4-Way. I'm kind of hoping, you know, the two expected entrants don't win, but we'll see.
We will see. But that'll do it for the Raw Post Show. Which means Thursday night, it's The Rack.
That's right, folks. It is another marathon show because we have a host of Blame Brands. There's a ton of news coming out of SummerSlam. Plus, we're going to recap NXT TakeOver and SummerSlam itself. So much more. Plus, the victory speech for all the Team Fluffers out there. Thank you so much for supporting Team Fluffy. You'll get the full celebration and speech Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, on The Rack.
Rack Radio Show, Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show, Google, Stitcher, iTunes, you know it, it's The Rack Radio Show. Saturday night there is no CB Radio, but we'll return in another week for episode 448. But
what?
Yeah.
What?
No CB Radio this week.
No!
I anyway, Sunday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, is WTR Fantasy Draft Season 2, followed by Russell Talk Radio. At 10 p.m. Eastern. At WTR Sunday on Facebook, Twitter, RussellTalkRadio.com to vote in the all-time greatest. We'll be back next Monday night for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. And yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/lensward, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/mbg1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. She's Lindsay. I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday for The Rack and right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, along the airwaves with the Wild Talk Radio Network.